Achtam, the two reasons. And today, at least for the first part of the day, we're going to discuss the halacha regarding b'farei nechta, b'farei nechtam, when shtarei snikim, and what to do if you can't be mekayim them. The ikur, there are two machlokes rishayim. One is the shayla I mentioned at the end of shir yesterday. The question is the following: a man brings a get, b'mdinas hayam, and he doesn't say b'farei nechta, b'farei nechtam, and he goes away. What do you do now? So the Gemara says yiskayim b'chesamos. So, and that's why it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If he doesn't say b'farei nechta, b'farei nechtam, you still can get you can still get away with it. Yeah, that's it. Then yiskayim b'chesamos, and you do kiyum. Question: what happens if you can't do kiyum? What happens if you can't be mekayim the signature? As far as I know, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say any psak. Maybe it's some place where I missed it, but where the halacha is brought, it just says if you forget to say b'farei nechtam, don't worry, yiskayim b'chesamav, you do kiyum. What happens if there's no kiyum? Oh, we'll have to see, Mr. Mishnah, here. One second. The Tosfos on the top of Hei Amid Beis, but Tosfos says he by the same. The truth is, Tosfos on the Amid Aleph said the same thing. Tosfos says that the Kivan Dinisis Loisaitse is only Kivan the Ziof Lekalamechish, the Niskayim Bechesamav. That once you have Kiyum, then we say in Nisis Loisaitse. But if there's no Kiyum, then in Nisis Taitse. It's the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos says the kivan the nisus loisaitse. Why kivan the ziyof lekalamechish? This kind of chesamav. If it wouldn't have been miskur mekuyim bechesamav, then it would be different. So from Tosfos, it's pretty clear. Tosfos holds that in nisus teitzei. There's no question that you can't get married lechatchila based on such a get. That I didn't mean to pose as a question. My question is in nisus whether we're machmer and her that teitzei or not. Tosfos really said the same thing on the Amud Aleph. Taisus Kishanisis. Taisus says the first line. Hada Tanya Kaman Lo Yomar B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta Mavlad Mamzer Hainuk Shlom Yiskayim B'Chesamav. Taisus said if there was no Kiyum, Taisus said even Havlad Mamzer. If you fail to do Kiyum, the Vlad is a Mamzer, which is Remeya Shita. With the down, we don't pass like Remeya. The Vlad is not a Mamzer, but this is Taisa. So Taisus signed the Amud Aleph. Taisus signed the Amud Beis Paskins. That Amnisus Taisei. Kinegdai, the Rambam writes that if you don't have b'fanei nechtav, you don't have kiyum, haget posel. That's the lashon of the Rambam, haget posel. And the Rambam writes I think in Perek Yud, you should know a rule. Whenever I say haget posel, Amnisus Taisei. Whenever I wrote in the whole Hilchas Gittin, the get is possible, I mean in Nisus Loisaitse. When I mean that it's a totally no good get, I write Einai get. And the Rambam says Einai get means it's not a get, and Nisus Taitse. But the Rambam says whenever I say possible, I mean to say that Lechatchila is possible, but if she got married, she could stay married. Which means that the Rambam argues with Taisus. The Rambam Shita is that in Nisus she could stay married. And Tosfos Shita is that no, without Kiyum, Nisus Taitzei, if you get married, we make the man leave his wife because of this problem. So the machloikis is between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam holds that in Nisus you let us stay married, and Tosfos holds that in Nisus Taitzei. Now, before we go any weiter, in Svara, which is more glatt, how would you understand up his Svara? Pashtus. Pashtus. What's his Tolian? Hashkafa Rishayim. You learn. Let's say you learned the Mishnah. It's the first day of the Shiva. You learn the Mishnah. You have to find it after Nechta. And Chazal, this is all Drabban. Because Chazal wanted to be protected because of Shalayay, the Mitzvah Lakaime wanted to protect this woman. So what's the Glatis Svara? What? Glatis Svara is that she could stay married. Why? Because. Alright, you don't mean necessarily yes, you mean that the Karth Kham is for her benefit. The way she prays it is Layam Rabban Allah Hafni Allah. I think the Svara, the Rambam, is very nostalgic, because what was our whole thing here? We wanted to protect Agunis. We don't want there to be too many Agunis. So therefore we said, you have to say B'fanai Nechta. We didn't mean to come and create Agunis. We want to protect against Agunis. So it's a Durabana. So I guess, Pashtus HaSvara, we would say, Lo Yiseitze. No? No, why should we say that if she gets married? The Chacham said that. The Chum came to do a taiva for the woman. The Taisa said on Beitam and Al Bisham that Mishum Aguna Hikilu. We don't need Loitanin Mizrayif, the Mishum Aguna Hikilu Bei Rabbana. That means that in the Pashtus it would seem like, I think, the Pashtus Asvara, before we get to the Gemara, to rise from Gemaris, the Pashtus Asvara would be, the Rabbana did a taiva for the woman. And they said, we're going to force the Shliach to say B'fanai Nechta. If not, we're going to send him home. He shouldn't give a get. Which is hard for the woman. She's not going to have a get. But to say that there was so much, that even if she gets married, all right, you need a right for that. A kapon of this is a machlaikis, Tosfos, and the Rambam. Later, in the ninth parak, there's a rush. The rush is sin involved in the rush. The rush brings what he calls Shitas Rav Haigoin, Rav Haigoin Shita, that all times that we have a din de Rabbanon on a get, any dinim that the Rabbanon added on the get, in this is Lo Yiseitze. So that in the ninth parak, a sin involved in the rush. He says, like the Rambam, he says that any takana drabanan on gittin was only a takana takila. But in nisis, if she gets married, loisaisai, she stays married. Drabanan never started up with her when she's married. If she's ready to be married, any drabanans, if there's no zman in the get, if there's the salviat in the get, whatever it is, the drabanans are never marked once she gets married. Once she gets married, she's married. This is Loiseitze. Rav Haigoin says, like the Rambam, and the Rush quotes B'Shem HaRif. The Rif says, no. Shloisha Gittin Psulim. We had the Mishnah, Gimel Gittin Psulim, and this is Abba Akash. You have three Gittin with the Psul Drabanan as only Lechatchila. But all other Psulei Drabanan, in this is Teitze. Anything but those Gimel Gittin, in this is Teitze. So that the Rif is like Tosfos. And the Rav Haigoin is like the Rambam. And now it's not just the machlaikis here. It's a machlaikis b'chol ha-mesechta kula. Every time the Rabbanan have a chumra in a get, is that chumra even that if you get married, we make you leave you, make the man leave his wife? Or not? The Rambam is like Rav Hai. The Rambam says that it's only L'chatchila. In this psak, it's that way. You want to know, is it this way by every Drabanan? Maybe not. Okay, but when the Rambam says any get, we have to find places. It could be their opsul and their eyes. I don't know. You know, he's saying that wherever in the Sefer Rambam he says any get, it's about giving. A part of this is a machlokes. Now, from our Gemara, here it requires a little bit of understanding, of concentration. Our Gemara is mashma which way? Our Gemara, starting from the Toshma, this last Toshma, and maybe Gevim Dina Sayyam, but Nosti Lav, Aloyam Fanefanei Nechta, and Nishchai Besikai Sam of Kosher, and Malav Pasa. So far it's no riot. What? The Gimel Gittin is Lysaite. The Gimel Gittin will make a Lysaite. Mrs. Havlat Kasher. Taisus says that the Gimel Gittin Taitse. So let's see, the riff says. Rish says, I'm sorry. Right. The Rish's lashon is there are no cases where the vlad is a kosher except for those three. Like a get puzzle, the vlad kosher. Okay, Lashon is, there are no cases where it's kosher, where the vlad is kosher, except for the three gittin psulim. Yeah, well, because the Gemara there asks for suleka, and the Gemara asks some other cases, so whatever the Gemara asks from, he's going to be made, there's also a din of teitz. Okay. Okay, good. So back to our sugya. How is our sugya mashma? From the Gemara's original kasha, there's no mashmais because it's not talking about nisus. The whole problem thing is the Gemara says, "Hacham eskim lachashalamdu." I'm exer shem yazdal kukulai. Tisha nisus. It's mashma which way? Kisha nisus. What's it there? We're talking about kisha nisus, and what's the halacha? Special Gemara come out. No, kishen nisus, and what's it there? Only in the sky, the chesam of kosher and laf pasul. Light. I hear what you're saying. But one second. The Pashpashat in the Gemara Kishan Nisais seems to be, since we said tonight Kishan Nisais, and we're saying Niskayim B'chesom of Kosher Imlav Pasul, it's mashma that even after she gets married, Imlav Pasul. That even after she gets married, if there's no Kiyum, it's Pasul, which is Taisis Shita and the Rif Shita. It seems to be the Farish Gemara. Like the Rif. Gemara says when you got married, you need Kiyum. So it seems to be the Farish Gemara like the Machmirim, like Taisvis and the Rif. Alright, so David is timing that maybe the Gemara only answers Kishin Nisus to fix up Rava. But since we pass on like Rava, so we could stay with the Hava Amina, and that's the nine Kishalain Nisus. Maybe that's Mahala. Cancer. What?
Rabbi
Yochanan wants to ask Kashi after Rabbah,
because
the Rabbah
says,
"Why
say
I
say?"
So he
says, "How is
Rabbi
Yochanan
going to
have to answer also this
price?" Mashma again, if this was, if you didn't hold the, if you didn't hold of that, then you wouldn't. You could learn it without Kishin Nisus. Right, it's a Mahalach. So the Mahalach will be that this Gemara is only forced to say Kishin Nisus, so we had a Kashi on Rabbah. But we don't pass like Rabbah, so since we don't pass like Rabbah, so then we're not forced into it. Okay. Good. So that's good text. Okay. The, if you look at the Rush in the ninth Perek, he brings a Raya from our Gemara to Rav Haigai. Which doesn't seem to be a riot, certainly, to Rav Haigai, no? But he says that we find Ashkechanami Bereish Bechilton Dafei Amir Aleph that according to Rabbah, Im Nisus Loisaitse, So since we find, according to Rabba, in this is Lysaitse, Rabba understood the Takana the Rabbanon to be for Lishma. And he says the Rabbanon were only Misakin. If Lainisis, but Nisis Lysaitse. So just like Rabba in his Takana holds in Nisis Lysaitse, the same thing Rabba in his Takana will hold the same thing that by the Rabbanon in Nisis Lysaitse. So that the Pashup shot in the Gemara is like Taisus. The Rav Haigoin twisted around to say what he means. Gemara is saying that according to Rabba's Takana, according to what Rabba's Masakin, it's a little Chatzilla, not be the other. So we see the Rabbanon's a little Chatzilla, not be the other. We see a right to the aside.
But in Rabba, you see the places is right. Rabba says that you do need king. Because Rabba is like a Rabba, and Rabba holds it in Masakin.
If this Gemara is going, then Rabbi is slay the Rabbi. Right? Assuming the Sugi is going, if Rabbi is slay the Rabbi, then you're right. Then you're right. It's not so clear because they're ashamed. They learned that this Sugi is going without Rabbi is slay the Rabbi because of other reasons. But okay. At any rate, the Pashas HaGemara is like Taisvis. Somehow Rav Haigoin sees in the Gemara like his Shita. This is a Machlokes. This is Machlokes number one. And this is like to finish off the Sugya. This is something you have to know. We're still going to talk about it, but this is what you have to know when you walk away from the Sugya. This is your side. Now, what? It's only right to Rav Haigoin's side. Rav Haigoin's side is that the Rabbanans are not Ma'akiv. All the Rabbanans are not Ma'akiv. He says, just like we find in Afei, Rabba made a takana de Rabbanon, and he says, and this is Lysaitse. So, that's the problem. The problem is, it's only with Kiyum, and if Rabba is played the Rava, then it's only with Kiyum, so then you have a problem. The, first of all, there was a nice psak in the Pesachei Tshuva, Simikuf Membeis, Pesachei Tshuva Yud Beis, Maaseh Shehaya, where that actually happened. The shliach brought a get, and the shliach brought the get and left without saying b'farai nechta, b'farai nechta, and they were in a big uproar. What do we do now? It couldn't be mekayim it, and I don't know if the ma'aser was, she was married, but what I want to mention is the Radvaz found an etzah. This Shliach had brought a ksav shlichus. I mentioned to you, I think, yesterday. The minig is that when a shliach comes, he brings a ksav shlichus. He brings a shtar that says he's a shliach. The ksav shlichus, they were able to be mekayim. They couldn't be mekayim to get. But the ksav shlichus he had left behind, that they were able to be mekayim. The Radvaz said that that's good enough, like we said yesterday, that if you have two Eidim, or Ksav Shlichus with two Eidim, that says the husband made him a Shliach, so we have our Umdina that the husband doesn't give, is not Machshel, doesn't send bad Shtaris. So the Radvaz said, in his case, he was able to sort of save the day, that by the Mekayim, the Ksav Shlichus, he said, once you Mekayim the Ksav Shlichus, it's like two Eidim that the husband made him a Shliach. If you have two Eidim, the husband made him a Shliach, we have from yesterday's the umdina that a baal is not machshel, and the meila, he didn't have to get into this whole machlokes we're talking about today. He sort of averted the whole shot.
How is it possible for her to get married?
What?
How is it possible that she got married?
She got a get. She had a get, and she got married. What happens nowadays? If you think every time somebody is read a shidda from a grusha, they go to bez and ask a shaila. The woman says, I have a get. Actually, trust me.
Afterwards, we find that they didn't take one after?
Well, exactly, you have to remember that the Yehuda holds the get has to be given in bez. But many personal hold the get doesn't have to be given in bez. So it happened, it wasn't given in bez. People make mistakes, even in very important things. It happens. Shaila number two. Start a new discussion. A new case. A woman walks into Besdin. She wants to get married. And she says, I'm a Mugureshis. and I'll prove it to you. Here I have a copy of my get, and you see I'm a gracious. I want to marry somebody. I want to get married. Now, obviously, if Beis Din never saw her before, she has a pesha officer. She could have said, I was never married. So someone who had a cheskes eishes ish. And now she walks into Beis Din, and she says, here's my get. I got it a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Here's my get, and I'd like to get married. What does Beis Din do? What does Beis Din do? Just let her get married. Don't let her get married. What do you do? It doesn't have to be a Beis Din, it could be a Rav. Right? A Rav has to be Misad the Kedushin, it's the second marriage. So you ask the woman for a copy of her get. So she gives you a copy of the get. What do you do now? Do you just say, okay, I have a get, we'll get married? Or do you have to be Mekayim? Do you have to do a Kiyim? Iskayim b'chaysam over nine, Iskayim b'chaysam. Now, if she doesn't have a name, she was Eishesish, the Cheskes Eishesish. She'll be. She'll take even a get this date of 5 years ago and say that now she's bringing it.
That's more of a right. If she wanted to take a get, she would have made it this week. She wouldn't have the problem.
Right, I have to think about what you're saying. I hear. But Lamaisa, what? If it's a Hazi, you don't say it. It's not a Hazi, you say it. You could say Amigo on Samas Mashiach. Do say Amigo, right? We have this assumption that when it comes to thinking of lies, people are able always to think of lies. Right? Reb Chaim Svart, that everyone's a genius when it comes to thinking of excuses. Right. Reb Chaim Meir said, how do you give people amigo? He says this, he could have said that. Maybe he's not such a genius, he wouldn't have thought of the other thing. So Reb Chaim said that when it comes to, usually it's lamedes, what people think of, can people do very well thinking of. We came back to the Shaila. The Shaila is a woman walks in with a get, what do we do? Suck the Rambam? A woman walks in with a get, there's no problems, there's no error, it's a good get, and we don't make a fuss over it. We don't need kiyum, we let it go. The Rambam says this in two places. One is in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam says that Isha Shaviyah Get, the Gita, it's kosher. Why? So he really explains why earlier in Perek Zayin, Seif Perek Zayin, he says, because if you're going to stop being Cheshish with Gittin, there'll be no end. You got to get, it's the first time you see it. Okay, maybe it's Mezuyah, maybe it's not Mezuyah. Maybe it's a get yashon. Maybe the husband wrote it and then changed his mind and then he used it. There could be 100 different psulim. Rambam says we don't start. The shtar in front of us is becheskes kasher. If no one's ma'ar, it's becheskes kasher and it's good. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says no. Every shtar in Beis Din needs kiyum. Every shtar, if there's nobody being moided, has a shtar. Just somebody brings in a shtar with Taivasai, it's like every shtar. Every shtar needs kiyum. That's what the Ravid says. And the Rambam says, no, by Dinei Mamin, every shtar needs kiyum. But by Dinei Yisr. Like a Dinei Yisr, Dinei Mamin. By Dinei Yisr, a shtar doesn't need kiyum. It's a get, it's a good get. You just give the get. That's the. So. What is this machlokes tali in? It's tali in two pshat in the Gemara and Daf Chof Dalid. We're going to get there, b'li neder, maybe even before Pesach if we're fortunate. The two pshat in the Gemara and Chof Dalid, that's the main machlokes, and we're going to get to it. But the Gemara has two pshat in, there's Rashi's pshat, and the Rashi's pshat, it's tali, there are two ways to learn. In Svara, Zot the Magid Mishnah, what is the Svara's Haramban? He says, "Loi tehei isha p'chusa v'shliach." The woman should be less than a shliach. If a shliach brings it in, so the shliach is nemo to say before my nechtav to say, it's a good shtar. So that's before the get is given. Here she's walking to Beis Din saying, "I got the get 5 years ago in front of Beis Din, and it's a good get." So why should we make the woman less than a shliach? Therefore, she has negius if she wants to get married. It's true. But remember, the requirement of kiyum wasn't done because of chayshisha. The requirement of kiyum was done to help her. Right? Is the whole requirement of kiyum was done, that fanei nechta was to help her. So we're going to help her when the shliach comes. So we should help her by herself also. Anyway, this is the svaras haRambam. What's the svaras haRaavad? So the Raavad svara is also a good svara, that mamin machmer, you have to have kiyum. For mamin, any shtar comes in, we say you have to be mekayim. So for arayis, for eishes ish, we're not going to require kiyum. What's the svara to that? If mamin needs kiyum, if every mamin shtar needs kiyum, why shouldn't every why shouldn't they get any kiyum? Therefore, did you find a place where Mishum Laguna they were more mekel? They're more mekel that the funny nefto counts like two, but you don't have a makar that Mishum Iguna they were mekel. You have to mekayim. Is it true that it's all you don't need kiyum because of a guna? It's Taisa says like Tanina Mezuyah. Everyone agrees with Taisus? Okay. Alright, first of all, it's Machlekes the Rest. So it's Machlekes again, the Rambam writes it. Again, the Rambam is consistent. The Rambam says, Kiyum is not Ma'akiv. Not in Shiloh number one of today, and not in this Shiloh. The Rambam says, not Ma'akiv. The Raavad says, no, you must have Kiyum, or else you can't. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri is toilah these two machlokes in zebezeh. I don't think you could argue that it's muchrach that they're toilah zebezeh. I think he means to say that it's the more glad. He says this machlok is the Rambam and the Raavad. Whether the Rabbanu or Machmir are required kiyum always is toilah in the Tosfos on Hey Amid Beis in our sugya. Whether the requirement of kiyum was so strong that it necessitates it. If you hold the requirement of kiyum was so strong that it necessitates it, then it's mistaver that chazal were mechayiv kiyum, and it should be in all cases a kiyum. I have to add a little hesber to it, but I'll add in a second. He says, if you hold that Tosfos, the Chazal said kiyum is a must be in a shtar, ad kedei kach, and this is teitzei. So then they required it in all cases, even when the woman comes herself. What's the svara? So the svara is, because what is Mishum Aguna Hikilu Bei Rabbanon? The svara Mishum Aguna Hikilu Bei Rabbanon, according to Tosfos and the Raavad, is not that the Rabbanon wanted to be nice to the lady. She wanted to be nice to the lady, she should be able to shun the Kamenaguna. No. Shad is, Klal Yisrael doesn't want Safik Kedusha. We don't want to have Agunas, people who are going to get married, and there'll be a Safik if they're married. Chazal said that before I Nechtav is like two Eidim, Kiyum beforehand is solid. Why? To avoid the Aguna problems. It's a taiva for the lady ultimately. Because before we let her get married, or according to Tyson, even after she gets married, before we let her stay married, we make sure that we have proof of a chasima, proof that it's not mezuyif. So according to the Raavad, and according to Tysvis, the Shulma Gilma Akilu Rabbanon is pshat, that we go so stark that we want that when a woman gets married, we should know for sure that she's allowed to get married. We're protecting her. We're not protecting her making her life easier to get married. That's not pshat. According to the Raavad and Tosfos, we're not making it easier for her. We're making it harder for her to get married. But we're protecting that she shouldn't come to a matzav where she's married and they are pikpukim on her marriage. That's the Mishum Aguna Hikilu Bei Rabbanon. And that is consistent to both places, that a nisus tetzei, we've got to have a kiyum. And when she brings to get herself also, we're going to protect her. We're going to make sure that she doesn't fall into such a matzav. This is the way Rav Shach plugs in, he says the Ravid is totally in Tosis, I think that's what it means. And he's Toiler, the two machlokes that is there. I don't think anybody's going to say that it's Muchruch to be Toli. You find a Rishon that holds one way here and one way there, it won't be a Kasha. But Kederech, Limud HaTorah, to find the consistency in a Shita, it just helps a person to remember and to understand. So this is sort of the, you know, Eilam Mishpatim Mishatafim Lefneim Kishulchan Aruch. Sometimes you finish a sugya, you have to have like a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, you have to know before, what the Shittas are, without all the confusion. These are the two machlokesim. There's a lot to argue about, but these are the two machlokesim, and could be that they're Dafka Toli Bizeh, certainly they're very similar machlokesim. The Rambam holds in both cases that we're Mekel. In our case, he's Mekel, and this is Loseitze. In the other case, he's Mekel that you can even get married L'chatzila. But always, because he holds that the requirement of Kiyum is a minimal requirement. And the Ravid Shita, and the Rif Shita, is that it's a maximum requirement, and we require it straight out. So these are the two machlokesim and what comes out of our sugya. There are already Shtiklos Torah to fix things. There's pikpukim on the two, on each one. I want to mention to you one of them, for a reason, but this is the basic thing. Now we said on the Rambam it was shver that by mamon you require kiyum, and by git you get you git you don't require kiyum. So the Reb Shmuel mentions here the idea of the Ran. The Chiddush of Shmuel right in the beginning of the Masechta he brings this in Siman Aleph. I think it's Ois Gimel in the Shurim in the Torah. So he brings this. He says, the Rambam holds, this is not a case of Mammon. Why? The Rambam will go with the Ran that we had in the beginning of the Masechta. The Ran said, why don't we say Tanina Mezuyif? So Tosfos said, we don't say Tanina Mezuyif because Agunei Kilo Be'erabam. The Ran said that Aisha is not the property of the husband. She says she's not the property of the husband. Therefore, you can't compare it to Dinei Mammon. If a woman would belong to the husband, so to speak, and now he's coming with a shtar, she's saying, I don't belong to him anymore, then you could compare it to Dinei Mammon. But hey, yais, it's not Dinei Mammon. It's not, a woman doesn't belong to her husband. So therefore, a get is no different than any shtar about any Dinei Yisr. It's a shtar of Dinei Yisr. It has nothing to do with Dinei Mammon. So therefore, it doesn't go through with the rules of Dinei Mammon. That was the Ran. We had the Brisker Rav, was Lefizeh Masbir, that the husband is not considered a baldover, is not considered an owner of his wife. He could tie the mezuyah because we called him a balashtar. He's the one who wrote the shtar, so he has a kayach to tie the mezuyah for the shtar. But he's not a baldover, he's not the owner of the woman that he should have a kaina, because we spoke out all the way in the beginning of the year. So Shmuel says that this is all plugs in with Shita Sarambam, who says the words, loy kedine yisr dine mominus. The gittin is not like Dinei Mammon is. This is Isser, that's Mammon. Alright, but Mammon we require Kiyum. Because you're being Maitzi. By Isser, it's nothing to do with being Maitzi, we don't require Kiyum. Okay. We're learning, it's a hekesh of dinim from two sugyas that are not similar. And we're learning that the din that's there is here too. We're not saying the two are identical. Just saying that the din is the same. To wait. You're right. He's not answering. He's explaining the Rambam. He's not answering the question. He's saying what the Rambam means when he's machalik between the two. Yeah. All right, let's finish up the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Beplukted Rabbi Yechim Shuv and Levi Chadam Lefishen Bikin Lishma Chadam Ar Fishenay Demetzuyim Lekaimai Tistayim Rabbi Shuv and Levi Hu Da'am Lefishen Bikin Lishma." So it's interesting sugya, very interesting. We had four blot, Machlekes Rabbah and Rava. Suddenly, over the last week. First we learned that Rabba is loyded to Rava also. And then we learned that there's this concept of Acha Shalomdu. where Rabba sort of backs down also. And now we learned that it's not only Machlekes Rabba and Rava, so Machlekes also Rabbi Yechon Rishu ben Levi. Very interesting. Rishu ben Levi says, Ein Bikim Lishma. So Memele Rabbi Yechon holds which way? Yechon holds, Ein Eidim Metzuyim Lekaimah. Ein Eidim Metzuyim Lekaimah. Tistayim, the Rishu ben Levi who darmel if Yishu Ein Bikim Lishma. The Rishu ben Rabba, Aisi Gito, Kamei, the Rishu ben Levi, Amalei, Tzrichtel, Lememer, Bafani, Nefani, 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 Lai. Amalei light sriches. Lo yamru ala b'daris rishayim. Shein b'kim l'shma. There's anything b'kim l'shma loy tistayim. So what are we ending up? That Yeshua ben Levi holds of his reason, and Rabbi Yechonon Memela holds of the reason of kiyum, of kiyum. So Rabbi Yechonon is like Rava. Yeshua ben Levi is like Rava. The Gemara in Bava Kama. And of Kuf Yud Beis has a machlaikis. If Kiyum Shtaris has to be in front of the person who stands to lose by the Kiyum. In general, we have a din that that you need, you can't say Eidus and Bezdin unless the person you're saying Eidus about is there. That's a din in Hilchas Eidus. You can't say Eidus and Bezdin unless the person is there. It's got to even in in America, in secular law, they have the same law, right? The right of the defendant to confront his accuser. That the person who's saying Eidus about someone else, it has to be Befanav. What about that Kiyum Shtaris? Does Kiyum Shtaris have to be Befanav? We know a rule of halacha, it doesn't. Kiyum Shtaris doesn't have to be Befanav. We know that, and that's the way we pask it. And that's Rav Shita on Daf Kuf Yud Beis in Bava Kama. But Rabbi Yechonon Shita is then it has to be in front of the Baal Dover. They can't do Kiyum Shtaris only Befanav. So the Malei Arayim in the back is the Kasha that God's good Rava can hold Befanav Nechtav Kiyum Izalts Kiyum because you could do a Kiyum Shalai Befanav. So you say Befanav Nechtav and it's a Kiyum Shalai Befnei HaBaal. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, who holds Kiyum Shtaris has to be Befanav. So how could you say Befanai Nechtav not in front of the Baal? Say Befanai in front of the Baal, Kiyum Shtaris has to be Befanav. I know you're going to jump and say, that's also part of what the Rabbanu Lameikel. It could be. You're going to say, alright, the Rabbanu Lameikel and that also because of Aguna. That could be. But first, this is the Kasha he asks. He asks that it doesn't fit with Shitasai. Rather Shita, it fits well. Kiyum never has to be Befanav, so Befanai Nechtav, the Lameikel to Kiyum. But like Rabbi Yechonon, it doesn't seem to stim. Kiyum Shtaris has to be in front of the Baal Dover. And here it's not in front of him. So I saw it. In the Beis Lechem Yehuda, he answers, he says, based on the Ran, Riskarav, that the husband is not a Baal Dover, because like we said before, it's not that he owns his wife and now he's losing his wife. That's not the shackle of the tire of a get. A get, just like you could have a get that's a piece of paper that says this meat is treif or this meat is kosher. A get is saying this woman is kosher and this woman is treif. Either she's an eshes ish, she's treif to the world, but she's not an eshes ish. Happens to be, it's an aged the husband for other things. But the etzem get, the get, he's not a baal dover. He's not a baal dover. And therefore, it's not a kasha. The Mali Reim's kasha is not a kasha. What? Okay, I don't think however you can learn Rava, you can learn Rav Yechonon. The question is only this: the Kuda. The Rav Yechonon is not the Shitasai. So the Teretz is. It's not a steal of the Shitasai based on that round. It's not a steal of the Shitasai. It's a fake out. It's a fake out key. Alright, it's much more black this way. That it's a full fledged key. I mean, not about the other. It's very kashmir. The Baal Dover, because it's based on a pasuk. You learn from a pasuk, and he'll say this, that the person who's losing has to be in best. Akadei kach, when you say this about a shor, that the shor is chayef skila. Tosis brings that the shor also has to be in bed. So it says Gzeres HaKosev. It's not Gzeres HaKosev. You say if it's about someone, he has to be in bed. Yeah. He has an Agav Dikashaitis, doesn't matter. The person is saying, hey, this is about it. So to Gemara Vaita, to Stayim, it is Bura HaRavi Islay, Rabbi Islay the Rava. How could the story be true? The whole Mice is there, because Rabbi is my day that you need Mitzuyim Lakai, my boy. I mean, Hashem, he has the double of Kukula. Rabbi Shim Menabe Ishach, we have a bad day. Hodle, Hashalai, Mishim Kvaide, the Rabbi Shimon. Interesting din. There's a few places like this in the Gemara that it mentions one person that doesn't mention who was with him, Mishum Kvaidai. It's all strange because Mishum Kvaidai, we almost messed up and got the halacha wrong because he didn't mention him, but okay. That's Mishum Kvaidai, that's how the story was passed on. End of Sugya of this Sugya. The Gemara now, for the next few blot, talks about a number of side Sugyas, all very Geshmaka, interesting Sugyas. Let's start. And the Eid Nasadayin, which is the main part of the sugya we're going to spend time on tomorrow. Those of you who have your notes from Suvis, the Chafala from Ibeis, can do what I'm going to do tonight and look up your notes there, and we'll see how it stems with here. And the sugya of Eid Nasadayin. All right, let's see the Gemara. Itvar, b'fnei kama nois naila. We had this on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yechon Rechanina, Chad Amar b'fnei Shnayim, Chad Amar b'fnei Shalosh. Machlaikis, if you give a get in front of two or in front of one, who holds what? The stand Rabbi Yechon and Domer Fnishnayim. The Rabbin Barav Chista, I see Givakam Yerechon, only Zil Hadli Bachutrei, Vemul Panavai Nechta of Chista. Taich, Bifnei Shnayim. Bifnei Shloish, I know Taich. Bifnei Shloish, with warning you, I'm telling you a Chumrah. You must have three people when you say Bifnei Nechta, Bifnei Nechta. One is Bifnei Shnayim. How would you teach it? Rabbi Yechonon is giving shir. He's saying, you should know, Bifnei Nechtam, you better have two Eidim. What is he saying? When you say Bifnei Nechtam, it's good enough in front of two. In other words, Chiddush is you need two, or Chiddush is you don't need three. Sounds like a play on words. Huh? What's Rabbi Yechon telling me? A chiddush that you need two? Or he's saying a chiddush, you don't need three, so maybe you need two. The what? So what's he telling me? You only need two. No, a chiddush dafkut. That sounds like a play on words. You'll see in a second. In Chayra, it's totally in Mishai. Is a Bala Iter. Bala Iter says, one minute, we passed an Eidem Mesira Karti. We passed an Eidem Mesira Karti. What does that mean? That means that when a Shliach brings a get, he has to give it in front of two. He has to give it Bifnei Shnayim. So what's Rabbi Yechonon here saying? When you say Bifnei Nechtav, it has to be in front of two. It's always going to be in front of two. You need two Eidei Mesira. I could add to the Bala Iter that even like Remeir, who holds Eidei Chasima Karti, Taisa said he's mighty, you need two witnesses B'Shas Mesira. So if you need two people B'Shas Mesira, and the Fanei Nechtam, has to be B'Shas Mesira, like you're going to have, it has to be Taikid Eidei Bar, the Mesira. So then what's going on here in the Gemara? Elamai up to Bala Iter. This Gemara is a proof to Shitas HaRif. The Rif held that even if you say Eide Mesira Karti, it's Af Eide Mesira Karti. Af Eide Mesira Karti, which means that you don't have to have two witnesses B'Shas Mesira. If you want, you can have two witnesses B'Chasima, and then no witnesses B'Shas Mesira. So the Balaite, this Gemara is a riot to the Rif. It's Geshmaka Raya. Because if you're going to say Eide Mesira Karti is Dafka, like the Rabbeinu Ephraim held that Eide Mesira is Dafka, Eide Mesira, if you say Dafka, Eide Mesira, then what's Chatter of Yechonon Bifnei Shnayim? Of course you need Shnayim. You need Shnayim anyway. I'll say Eide Mesira. Elamai Zakta Baleiter, this is a Raya to Shita Sarif. That really you don't have to have the two witnesses by Eide Mesira. If you have two witnesses, b'shas chasim, it's also good. And Ede Misira, you don't have to have. So Zakrib Yechanan, but if it's a case of a shliach, you have to have two, because of b'farai nechtam, b'farai nechtam. So that is the raya from this Gemara to the Shita Sukh. As I state in Palo. Zakhtar Rashva. It's no raya. What? By where? Remember the Ram says in the Rif, right? That if you have two Eide Chasima, hein hein Eide Mesira, because later I see they get in his hand.
That's only, but that when I'm initially giving it, I certainly need to have two people there. It's only if you have to get later, you have to assume that they're Eide Mesira. If I'm setting up that the Shiyah just came in now, I need right now to have two Eide Mesira to get.
Why? Why do I need two Eide Mesira to get? But the Rish Shita is, the way the Ram explains, that you don't need Eidus L'Kiyume. That if you have the Eide Chasima are the Eidus L'Kiyume, by the fact that it goes out to Yetzim Etachas Yadah. Isn't that the way the Ram said it? That you don't have to have two Eidus L'Kiyume.
It's not how I would sell the get, but it's now that we have a get, so we'll say that these Eidus...
I'm not sure that the Ram holds it to be the Eved. I'm not sure that's true. But even if it's true, still. So the Gemara is still saying good. The Gemara is telling you that you need in front of two. Here, even with the evidence, you need in front of two. But Farid Nachtav has to have 2 8. Still would be good. At any rate, this is the Balayit Israel. So after Rashba, you know why the Balayit brought this Raya? Because he touched B'fnei Shnayim, Rabbi Yechon saying, you better have two. If he was telling me, you better have two, so then the Balayit is right. He's coming to us, you better have two. What do you tell me you have to have two? Of course I need two. So to Rashba, you could teach Rav Yechanan, you know what B'fnei Shnayim means? He's saying, it's enough two, you don't need three. If you teach the Gemara, instead of saying, you must have two, saying, it's enough to have two, the whole Balayta falls away. Because really, Eidei Mesira Karti. You have to have two anyway, I'll say Eidei Mesira. And since you have two, I'll say Eidei Mesira, it'll be the same two for B'farei Nechta. Why did Rabbi Yechanan say you need two? You need it anyway. Yeah, Rabbi Yechanan only meant it's enough two. You don't need three. So after Rashba, the whole Balita's Raya depends on how you put the Knech here in the Gemara. Is the Knech you better have two, or is the Knech it's good enough to have two? So I don't know how Altskol touched it. You must have two, or it's sufficient to have two. But that's the machlekes, the Balayta and the Rashba, how to teach the Gemara. What about? Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yechanan is saying, you want to make a gezeirah to when a woman comes, you want to require three. So I'm telling you, you don't need three. So the Rashba is good. Balayta is saying that I'm telling you, you better have two. But I'm not saying you better have three. You want to require three out of the gezeirah, that I don't hold. But I'm still requiring two.
The whole shot, no one disagrees. Everyone agrees really should be three because you need a benefit of Q. Everyone says that. No way would I think you don't need two. There's no way that would say you need two. Of course you need two. You need three. You have to be Mechasa, you don't even need three. No,
you need three because the eight is going to become a dime. That's what you mean. So really you need three out of seven. So the two is also out of seven. No, but the point is that if you need two, I'll say the Nesira anyhow. So if Yechanan can't walk in and tell me, a Chiddush, listen, you need two.
I
that's the Balayit is saying. The Balayit is saying, what? Ishkayach Rabbi Yechanan. You're not Geyser like Rabbi Shum, like who's that? Rabbi Shum and Levi's Geyser. You're not Geyser like Rabbi Hanina, I mean. You're not Geyser like Hanina's Geyser. You're not Geyser like him, okay. But to say B'fnei Shnayim, Kilo, it's a Chiddush B'fnei Shnayim, that's not a Chiddush, you need two. I'll say the Mesira. Yo, Ho Chesh, with Eid Nasadayin and Bezdin, it's also Pshita, because I need two anyway, I'll say the Mesira, so I always have three.
It doesn't make sense. The whole Shire, the whole Machloik is in the Gemara, is whether or not you make this Zera, this Hakam, because of the Nisha, that's the whole Shire. There's no reason Rabbi Yonah is not coming in and saying you need two. The Gemara is telling us there was a commentator saying you only need three because of the Nisha.
Rabbi Yechon said,
he says, no, they only need two. There's no reason that Rabbi Yechon would have to come this year and say two, regardless of whatever. Even if
the ad is in the Rabbi walked in. He says, look, I heard yesterday Rabbi Hanina gave shir in his yeshiva. And he said, you need three, because he made this gezeir al tzitza. So I'm telling you, I disagree. I don't make gezeir al tzitza. It's a made a yada. And a mela what? Mela, it's enough, the two that you need anyway, al tzayde mesira. So you're saying, mela, it's enough, the two you need al tzayde mesira. So the Bala Inter understood, the saying, the mela, I only require two. Al tzayde mesira, you wouldn't need any. But I require two, because you need a basket. So mela, I'm now requiring two, so we should have a full basket with the eight. That's how Bala Inter teaches. Rabbi Yechon is telling them, listen, you need a basket. Taka eid nasadayin, so you don't need three, but you still need two. It's the chadish that you need to have two. Of that reason, to have a bez enough to me. Now, compared to Reb Chanina, he's giving a more cooler with a shita. But it's still a chidish that you need a bez. And eid nasadayin, okay, so therefore two. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a very geshmak taina on the balet around the Rajba. Kedarkai bakaydish, the Kivegel, he says, nice svaris. The problem is, it's not like the Rishonim. You have to find a hole in Rabbi Kivegel's svaris. But he says that the whole Balei Itta doesn't begin. Why did the Balei Itta say? Yechon said, you must have two. So the Balei Itta said, what do you mean, I must have two? I need two anyway, I'll Eidei Mesira. Right? So what do you mean, you must have two? You need two anyway, I'll Eidei Mesira. 1 minute. The Gemara says in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel that Shliach Nasa Eid, not to be confused with Eid Nasa Dayim, okay? Shliach Nasa Eid. That means if I bring a get and I want to do Eid Mesira Karati, how many people do I need with me? How many do I need for Eid Mesira? I'm a Shliach, I'm bringing a get from Chutz Laaretz. I'm ready to give a get. Who else do I need? One more! I'll say the Mesira Karati, I would only need one more person. Because Shliach Nasa Eid. The Shliach could be one of the witnesses on the giving it a get. So the whole Balei Itta's kasha was, you need two anyway, because say the Mesira Karati. So to Mekivegan, no! I'll say the Mesira Karati, I would only need one more. Because Shliach Nasa Eid, the Shliach is one, I would only need one more. So Rav Yechanan comes along and he says, you should know that you need two because of Befarei Nechtav. So Befarei Nechtav, you have to have two. So the Balei Itta could be right. Rabbi Yechon was saying, you better have two. It's not a kasha. You need two anyway, I'll say Demisira. That was the Balei Itta's kasha. You need two anyway, I'll say Demisira. No, I'll say Demisira, you'd only need one more. So Rabbi Yechon said, you better have two because that's Befarei Nechtav, I need two more. So it seems the whole Balei Itta and the whole Rashba, I don't know, Rabbi Kivegel has like an ironclad time. The woman brings a get, she can't, she's possible.
So that's what you're saying, you need raise two, basically.
No, he's saying you need two because of Bechalei Nechta. Rabbi Yechon saying you need two out of Bechalei Nechta. In fact, the Balei Itta, you need two anyway, out Eidei Mesira. That was his kasha. So what's Rabbi Yechon telling me? So what do you mean? That's not a kasha. You need two anyway. You don't need two anyway. You only need one. So the Kineg seems to have an ironclad taina on the Balei Itta and the Rashba. I don't know what Teretz. It's like Kineg's svar is always very strong. And the Kiddushin is the same case. The Shliach Kiddushin comes in. Should I say the case there is the Shliach has been Kiddushin, he only needs one more. Should be the same thing back in. This is Rabbi Kivegas time. Alright, so tomorrow we're going to go into the sugya of Eid Nasa Dayan. There's a Rebbe Leib on Ksuvas Chafalaf. I think it's in Lamed Hey or so, Mechdush Rebbe Leib, which we're going to learn, we'll spend time on tomorrow, so please make sure.